Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. And in the Greek, it says one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. Oh, I mean, we want everyone red hot for the Messiah. And if you're not going to be red hot now, when are you going to be? You know, this is it. This is the final moment. This is the wrap up. But there's some things stopping you from being all that God has created you to be. And that's why I'm so excited to be interviewing Craig Hill on his book called The Power of a Parent's Blessing, and the two CDs called Soaking Up the Father's Blessing. And something that really intrigued me in your teaching on blessings, Craig, had to do with what you call a culture of honor. Today, we're living in a culture where children are not respecting, honoring, or even interested in their parents. They don't even call them on the phone. And it seems as though it's been for a number of generations, but it's even getting worse now. We're in a culture of dishonor. Explain to me what you mean by a culture of honor.
Well, we talk a lot, Sid, about a culture of blessing and a culture of honor. And we were defining blessing as speaking what God says about another person. And cursing is speaking what Satan says about another person. So,
you know, when you put it that way, who would want to speak over anyone what Satan says? And yet, We don't even have to think to let that out of our mouth because we've been programmed to do it.
Well, and it's all around us. For example, if you go in a lunchroom at any business place, what are the employees talking about? Do they say, wow, I am so blessed to work at this company. They pay us more than we're worth. They give us more benefits than we deserve. And this is an incredibly blessed place to work. No, many times people are complaining. And it's a culture of dishonor, dishonoring authority, dishonoring parents.
You know, in sports, they use the term a lot, disrespect.
Yes.
I hear that. But the reason they use that is we're in a culture that disrespects.
That's true. And it really starts in the family. I think of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, a very familiar scripture. It says, honor your father and mother. And then it gives two reasons. It says, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. And so that's an interesting thing. It tells us right there that people who learn how to bless their parents and honor their parents, two things will happen. They will live longer and it will go well with them. And I have seen just in ministering to people many, many times in adult life, people have come with all kinds of problems. They'll say, I have problems in my marriage. I have problems with my children. I have problems in finances. And many times I've been led to just ask them, you know, was there a time, especially in teenage years, where you made a choice to dishonor your father or your mother? Maybe they wounded you. Maybe they treated you unjustly. But instead of forgiving them, what you chose to do was to judge them, dishonor them, cut them out of your life and say, I don't need my father. I don't need my mother. Because when you do that, what you just did is two things. You shortened your life and you ensured that you will not prosper. And you know, Sid, the most amazing thing is I've had many people can remember back sometimes to the day when they made that decision to dishonor a father or mother in their heart and to begin to curse that father or mother, to begin to speak in their heart evil things or things that were not what God said about that father or mother. And the consequence of that is you find that doors are opened in the spirit realm that cause people not to prosper in their own marriage, with their own children, in their own finances, in their physical health. I had one man tell me this. When he got an understanding of that, he said, I remembered right back to when my father had wounded me, said some unkind things, got angry, and I made a decision, I'm not going to have anything to do with my father again. I'll just close the door, shut him out of my life. And the amazing thing was, here this man was a couple decades later struggling in relationship with his own children. He had a 17-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter. And he said, they are so disrespectful to me and to their mother and rebellious and dishonoring.
Okay. You're talking to someone right now.
Yeah.
And they're saying, I'm wondering why my children are this way.
That's right.
And then, oh, light bulb's going on.
That's
I
right.
was that way. What did this person do, and what can the people listening do?
What this man did is when he got an understanding of that, right then he repented and asked God to forgive him. He said, God, I acknowledge I did that. I dishonored father or mother. And in this case, it was his father. He repented, asked God to forgive him. He actually went and visited his father the next day. And here's the amazing thing, Sid. He didn't tell anybody what he was doing. He didn't tell his wife or his kids. He went to visit his dad and asked his dad, who was still alive, to forgive him. Said, Dad, please forgive me for the attitude I had in teenage years. And his dad, of course, wept, and they had a wonderful time of restoration. And the man told me this, when I returned home, the attitude of my own son and my own daughter had completely changed. It was supernatural. Something changed, and they began to honor me in a way that they never had. Now, I think several people are listening right now, and I'd like to lead you in a prayer. If that is your situation and you're being triggered right now to think, I did that. I dishonored my father and mother. I can remember the exact time. Would you just...
I can remember many times, unfortunately. So how about I'll repeat the prayer after you and the people
Perfect.
Repeat it with me.
Perfect. Let's do it that way. So if that's your case, would you just pray this prayer right now, and you can break this cycle over your life and your children. So let's say this. Father God.
Father God.
I recognize today.
I recognize today.
I did dishonor my parents.
I did dishonor my parents.
And I made a decision to judge them.
And I made a decision to judge
them. And not forgive them.
And not forgive them.
I acknowledge today that was wrong.
I acknowledge today that was wrong.
And God, I ask you to forgive me.
And God, I ask you to forgive me.
Thank you that Messiah Yeshua died for me.
Thank you that Messiah Yeshua died for me.
To forgive me for that sin.
To forgive me for that sin.
And I ask your forgiveness.
And I ask your forgiveness.
And I receive forgiveness.
And I receive forgiveness.
And I pray that you would use me from this day forward.
And I pray that you would use me from this day forward.
As an agent of blessing in my own family.
As an agent of blessing in my own family.
Amen.
Amen. Tell me about that man went to his father for his father to bless him, and it ended up in the father's salvation.
Well, there was I've heard that story actually many, many times, but one of the first ones I heard was a man that heard what we're talking about right now and realized he had dishonored his father, never honored him, and he made a decision to reverse that, went to his dad, repented, and said, Dad, please forgive me for the attitude I've had in my heart, and asked his dad to forgive him and began to honor him and bless him. And do you know, it was only a couple weeks later that his dad asked his wife, could I go to church with you? His wife was a person who went to church, and he had never gone to church. He went to church and gave his life to Messiah just 2 weeks later. And what was amazing is the adult son had sent him tracts and books and CDs and invited him to meetings, and none of that had ever had any effect on him. Most of the time he wouldn't go, but even when he did, he was never impacted by it. And yet when this son repented and began to bless his dad, it released something in the supernatural, and it was only a couple weeks later, and his dad gave his heart to the Lord.
Well, you know, you're triggering something right now, Craig, in me, because after I became I didn't get saved till I was 30, mm-hmm. and after I became a believer, I began to realize what you're teaching, and so I went to my father, talk about disarming someone. I said, Dad, would you bless me? He looked at me with like, what is he saying? I can't comprehend this. This son of mine, this Jesus freak, because he was an Orthodox Jew and not a believer in Jesus. But something broke when I asked him to bless me, and he ended up on his deathbed receiving Jesus. And I have an idea it happened when I asked him to bless me.
I think you're right, Sid. Blessing always opens the heart. Cursing closes the heart. People don't realize that. There are many husbands and wives who curse each other. Many wives are thinking, oh, I wish my husband would be a spiritual man. I wish he'd be a man of God. I wish he'd change. And yet, do they bless their husbands? No. Many wives are busy cursing, complaining, criticizing. If they will reverse that and begin to bless, That will cause that husband's heart to open. That will cause a father's heart to open, just like you said. And we have heard testimony after testimony after testimony of people who have gotten saved, who have received Messiah, when somebody around them began to bless them instead of curse them.
But there's got to be a way to stop this cycle from generation to generation of this separation between children, of divorces, of financial difficulties. And I believe the key is what you're talking about. We don't hear this spoken about that much.
No, you're absolutely right. The key to stopping the destructive cycle of dysfunction in families is blessing. When one person grabs hold of it and a husband and wife begin to bless each other, and then a father and mother learn how to bless their children, I actually saw in Scripture seven critical times when I believe God intended for there to be an impartation of blessing. Because you know what blessing actually does, Sid? It establishes identity and destiny in the hearts of children. And when people have never been blessed, do you know that many people spend a lifetime wandering around trying to find a purpose, trying to find, why am I here? Am I loved? Am I valuable? Looking for a man, looking for a woman who will love me, who will make me feel valuable, looking for something important to do. If I could just make enough money, if I could just attain a high enough position, I would make this feeling of worthlessness go away. That all ties back to a lack of blessing.
And as you point out in your literature, even people that become homosexual or lesbian, God has a lot to do with they were cursed rather than blessed. Well, our time has slipped away, but I'm going to tell you something. If you've never gotten a book from me before, you better get this one, because this is foundational for everything else you hear on our shows. The book is called The Power of a Parent's Blessing, and we're going to make it easy for you because the prayers are there. How to close the doors, reverse those curses because you've cursed with your mouth so many times, and change the destiny of your children, and have a culture of honor in your family, the way as opposed, that's what God wants, that's what you want. And in addition to that, we've made two CDs. I've asked the people that I felt had this father's blessing in a very unusual fashion. You've heard of most of the people, and they're two CDs. They're going to pray over you everything. You'll be so blessed you won't know what to do with yourself. We're making the two CDs in the book, The Power of the Parent's Blessing, available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.